In Louisiana, St. Bernard Parish, east of New Orleans, suffered some of the worst damage from Hurricane Katrina. It's uninhabitable. And the nearly 70,000 people who lived there before the storm don't know when or if they will be able to return. Yesterday, thousands of them showed up at the state capitol in Baton Rouge looking for answers. Many left unsatisfied. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The only thing remotely funny about yesterday's town hall meeting was that originally it had been scheduled for the Embassy Suites Hotel in Baton Rouge. As it was, they couldn't even stuff everyone into the state capitol building. Both the House and Senate chambers were packed, leaving hundreds of residents from St. Bernard Parish milling just inside the front doors and outside. That's where Kathleen Miller was, sweating in the afternoon heat and simmering about what she said was a lack of attention.
You don't hear anything about St. Bernard or Metairie. It's all New Orleans. What about the little parishes around that need help?
Many of the St. Bernard residents who turned out referred to themselves as the forgotten ones. Ginger Trapani looked around at the predominantly white crowd, noting that much of the media coverage of the disaster in New Orleans focused on African-American victims.
All they're worried about is this a race thing? Doesn't look like it's a race thing to me, because just as many white people are out as black.
Inside the Capitol, the talk was less about social issues and more about practical matters. The people of St. Bernard came to find out from local officials what was happening to their homes, their businesses, following massive flooding and a huge oil spill at a local refinery. Parish President Henry Rodriguez had grim news.
Some of you will never go back to them homes. Some of you may never even be able to go back and see what you have until they clean up the streets and detox.
The estimate was that in about 4 weeks, residents could return to inspect their homes as long as they wore rubber gloves and boots and not bring kids. The estimate for when they could live in the parish again, almost a year, depending on what environmental quality tests reveal. The news didn't get better as Sheriff Jack Stevens stepped to the podium.
We've recovered 56 bodies so far. There are 10 more locations where bodies have been identified. So I guess when we think about the loss of life associated with this event and compare it to the loss of property that most of us experience, we can start things and put things in better perspective.
Listening to Stevens, many people nodded in somber agreement, but the mood changed quickly back to anger. In the bullseye, the agencies charged with helping parish residents in the hurricane's aftermath. The Federal Emergency Management Agency got most of the criticism, as it has elsewhere during the last 2 weeks. A FEMA official, Jane Tian, explained to the crowd at the Capitol how to register for disaster assistance housing. She told people not to get frustrated by long waits on the telephone, and said FEMA's goal is to have the number of recovery centers in Louisiana increase from the current 7 to 25. But after about 45 minutes, the anger boiled over. St. Bernard resident Charlotte Escovedo.
I've lost my home. I've lost my vehicle. I've lost my job. My community, look at us. We're all over the country. We can't get an answer from FEMA. We can't get through to FEMA on the phone. We can't get through to FEMA on a computer. We go to Red Cross and they keep saying, go to FEMA. Where's FEMA?
FEMA's Tian answered this way.
We have received registrations from over 500,000 of your fellow citizens in the last 2 weeks. We expect to receive at least that number again in the next 2 weeks. Processing 1 million applications is a very difficult thing.
Which many in the crowd said they understood. But the trauma of so much loss, coupled with a sense of isolation, has put understanding way down on the priority list in St. Bernard Parish. Tom Goldman, NPR News.